Japan's Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori rejects demands that he resign, despite recent opinion polls showing his popularity at an all-time low. His approval rating now stands at 9%, making Mori the second most unpopular Japanese leader since the end of World War II. Mori has been criticized for his failure to revive Japan's faltering economy and for his response to the collision earlier this month between a U.S. nuclear submarine and a Japanese fishing trawler off the coast of Hawaii. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. Why are Mori's approval ratings so low?
Well, Bob, believe it or not, the immediate reason is, in a word, golf. Mori was playing golf when he received word of the collision between a U.S. nuclear submarine and a Japanese fishing trawler, and Mori continued to play golf for several more hours, in fact, before finally returning to the Prime Minister's office. Now, Mori has defended his actions. He says that while he was on the green, he was receiving constant briefings from his advisors and updates via cellular phone. But it certainly looked bad, and many Japanese feel it showed poor judgment and a lack of sensitivity to the families of the nine Japanese who are still missing and presumed dead. Of course, it is not only golf that explains Mori's political troubles. He's made a series of verbal blunders. Many of his top aides have been embroiled in one scandal or another. Three of them, in fact, have been forced to resign. All of this does help explain why Mori's ratings, as you say, are lower than just about any Japanese prime minister since World War II. Only one, Noboru Takeshita, in 1989, had a lower rating, a 7% approval rating, and he was forced to resign only a couple of months after those surveys were released.
Well, it didn't take long for Mori to lose favor. He's been in office less than a year.
No, it didn't take long at all, but of course he started from a very low point. He's a former rugby player and a longtime party hack, basically, from the LDP, the Liberal Democratic Party. Mori was selected to be prime minister by party officials after former Prime Minister Keizo Obuchi suffered a fatal stroke last April. At the time, many Japanese were a bit upset, to put it mildly, about the sort of backroom deal that propelled Mori to office. So he didn't exactly get off to a good start, and his approval ratings have been heading south ever since.
The Japanese economy has been stuck in recession for a decade. Has Mori done nothing to help revive it?
Well, he's done a fair amount of talking. He's talked a lot about his pet project, which is to launch Japan to really the forefront of the information technology revolution. But a lot of Japanese I've spoken with believe it is more talk than action. In fact, the latest economic figures here show that Japan's economy is once again contracting. This after 10 years of what commentators here often refer to as the lost decade, a decade when Japan's economy either hovered between no growth or outright recession. Unemployment's at a record high here. As one economist recently put it, the only way you can feel optimistic about the Japanese economy is if you read the charts upside down.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.